This time at Insight takes us to Arkansas with a very happy Andrew Darr, whose walk-off two-run double gave the Razorbacks a 9-8 win over Florida State to send his team to the College World Series. Scale of 1 to 10, Andrew, how excited were you when you saw the winning run cross the plate?
I think it was close to probably 15. I don't think the scale of 1 to 10 is going to work. It was just, you know, we haven't been to Omaha since 04. You know, we've been just scratching and clawing all year, trying to find a way to win some close ball games. And we had a tough couple months streak there from about April to the middle of May, and we just kind of caught it late, and hopefully we can carry it on into Omaha.
Well, it was back and forth there in the ninth inning, and you had Florida State down to their last strike a couple of times, but they were able to get the go-ahead run. What kept you guys from getting down? You didn't seem to lose any momentum at all.
Yeah, we came back in, and, you know, coaches were preaching, you know, we got three more outs for a reason. We had a good couple of bats there. You know, Bo Bigham had a great at bat. I think he took a pretty close pitch for a ball. And then Cox coming up and squaring a ball up into the right side. But, you know, we just kind of kept the course, and, you know, good things happened.
It was your first start in about a month, right? Were you pretty excited when you found out you were starting today in a super regional?
Yeah, it was fantastic. You know, I mean, I had one at bat in the regional play at the Norman region, and it was just exciting, you know, getting to, you know, we're playing on ESPN in front of however many people are watching and whatnot, and like you said, it was just really exciting to be in that situation and try and do something to help my team win.
Game one of the Super Regional had three different rain delays, and with those rain delays, the whole game took more than 8 hours from start to finish. How'd you guys kill time during the delays down there?
We were running back and forth up at a visitor's clubhouse up there that we were hanging out in and just trying to stay loose. And, you know, they were playing with our emotions, saying we were going to pull the tarp, not pull the tarp, pull the tarp. We actually ended up going back to the hotel and just trying to relax a little bit before we had to come back. And it was a long day, but it was well worth it.
You guys there in Arkansas, you started the season pretty hot, then kind of had some ups and downs, but you obviously get hot at the right time now, including the regional and the super regional. You're 5-0 since the tournament started. Was there anything maybe in particular that really kind of got you guys clicking again?
You know, I've been asked that question a couple times, and to be honest, I don't really have a pinpoint answer on it. You know, we played a couple good ball games down in Hoover, down for the SEC tournament, and then we just kind of got on a torrid pitch here in Norman with that with the pitching staffs we faced. We faced some good arms, but we found ways to get hits, and we played pretty well as a team. Pitching defense was outstanding, and then this last weekend, obviously today and yesterday, you know, it was just we were finding ways to keep innings going, and, you know, we were doing enough to keep them off the base pass and everything. So I think it's just we kind of got our confidence back, and, you know, now we're ready to move on to Omaha.
For people like me who have only seen your team a handful of times now, how would you describe your team, the way you guys play?
Well, I mean, everyone, all the newspapers and the college baseball world, you know, saying we don't have a superstar, and, you know, I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I mean, we got a core group of guys that are going to come in, we're nitty-gritty, and we're gonna fight and scratch and claw and do everything we can to get a W. We got great coaches, and, you know, we're just a group of guys that are trying to have fun and win some baseball games. So we're nothing spectacular, but I think when it comes down to it, we're going to fight and claw and try and find a way to win it.
Well, with that in mind, maybe, which of your team's pitchers would you least want to face?
Probably Keuchel. Keuchel's basically owned me every single time I face him in scrimmages, so I'm going to stay away with him in that 32 seam.
The answer to this next question might be pretty obvious. What's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
Definitely getting a chance to go to Omaha. Yeah. I mean, it's something you watch as a little kid, and you always dream that it's so far away, but, you know, our coaches have been preaching it. It's really not. It's really not that far away. You play good baseball, and good things are going to happen. And we found a way to get it done, and now we're headed to the College World Series.
What's the toughest thing?
The travel, being on the road. Sometimes it gets a little hectic with, you know, your class schedule and missing class and all that. But other than that, there's not many disadvantages to playing college baseball.
I'm going to do some quick word association with you before I let you go. I'm going to toss some different NCAA tournament teams that you faced as well as some of your teammates at you, and you just tell me what comes to mind. Let's start off with a team you beat at regionals, Oklahoma.
Tough. They definitely had some guys that could swing the bat, and they had that kind of that tough mentality. You could tell the way they carried themselves at the field.
Arizona State.
National powerhouse. They came into our park this year, and we took two from them. But, you know, you see them at the top of the polls every year, and in Omaha, for the reason of the players they get and how hard they play the game.
Your teammate Mike Bolsinger,
absolute clown. He's probably one of the funniest people I've ever met. You guys probably don't see it as much as I do, but He's absolutely hysterical.
An SEC rival, LSU.
The Tigers, I'd have to say tradition. I mean, when you think college baseball, you think LSU and all those national championships they won in the 90s and all that stuff. I mean, they've been a powerhouse since the beginning, and, you know, they still are. So,
how about another SEC team, Ole Miss?
Let's see. A little bit more tradition there as well. You know, they haven't had the national championships, but the last 5 years, you know, they're a team that you see every year in Omaha and a team that's going to come out and play tough and do everything they can to get a win.
Your head coach, Dave Van Horn.
Great. I think he knows how to mix and match. He's got more ideas than some people even think. He's a tireless worker, the whole coaching staff. But, you know, he just wants the best out of us, and that's what he demands every day. So, I mean, if you play hard and bring your game, you know, you won't have a problem.
The College World Series.
Unbelievable. It's still kind of unbelievable to think that we're headed out there after the ups and downs of the season. But, you know, it's just exciting to be able to play a game there this year instead of sitting at home and watching everybody else hoop and holler about how sweet it is. So we're really excited, and, you know, we're just so thankful to have a chance to play there.
All right, last one, Andrew Darr.
Oh, geez. Teammate is what I describe myself as. I kind of pride myself in being a guy who's going to pick other people up. And, you know, if my name's not in the lineup, I'm not going to complain. I'm just going to give it my all when I get a chance. So that's kind of where I leave myself at.
Andrew Darr, big teammate with a big walk-off 2-run double to give Arkansas the win in Tallahassee over Florida State at the Super Regional, and the Razorbacks are on their way to Omaha. Andrew, congratulations on a big one, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.